I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Podcart, presented by myself, Helena Rafai, and my co-host,
Phoebe Ingalls-Holmes.
And we have another 10 tracks for you from all over the globe of things that we have independently been loving. Phoebe is going to your first track.
My first track of this week is from Haiku Salut with a song called The Moor and Moorness. That was Haiku Salu with The Moor and Moorness, and that is taken from the album There Is No Elsewhere, which was released last month, September 2018, on PRAH Recordings. I really love the typewriter kind of effect in the introduction and the layering of all the samples and the synths. They describe themselves as post-folk dream pop, and they are a female trio from Derbyshire, and you may have caught them quite recently right here in Glasgow on September the 21st at the Great Eastern. What did you think?
There has been so much hype about them in the press, and just because of their live shows, people have been citing just how incredible they are. And I think that when you hear the recording, you kind of think, how are they going to reproduce that live? Which is quite interesting. They are excellent. They tap into my love of Efterklang, and there's kind of really, I mean, almost to a certain extent, Arcade Fire.
Oh, really?
In elements, yeah. Bizarre. But no, really, really awesome.
Oh, we're on to a glowing start.
We are.
Very nice. What have you got for me?
A pop banger.
Yeah.
This is Evelyn, and this is Creme de la Creme.
Another day, go and throw it all away on Cartier.
Evelyn with Creme de la Creme. Apparently she's a cult pop singer, according to her press release. From Venice Beach, and she's got her a new EP out called Salvation. And that song for me is huge. It's I don't know, it just, the hook on that is just wonderful, and you can just feel yourself singing that very loud in either a live scenario or in your car, I guess, driving along, or with your pals, completely pissed.
In the car.
In the not behind the wheel,
but you know, maybe your Uber driver's
because drink driving is irresponsible. But yeah, it's just epic in sound, and her vocal, just everything. I'm fawning.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, and it's really funny that you said about the car, because my image was like from some kind of like teenage TV series like Skins, and they've all got a roof down on the car, and it's like late at night, and they're driving, and the hair's whipping, and that's playing in the background. That's exactly the vibe that I got, kind of almost a little bit Lana Del Rey with the kind of melancholy vibe, but significantly better.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, no, as in the vibe is there, but I'm not a Lana fan.
I think you could see my face there.
Yeah, I really could. I only got as far as La and the smile slipped. No, I love that from it, and it's really good. I want to hear more already.
I'm going to get the EP on later. Okay.
I have got for you a song called Home by Bad With Phones.
It's where I want to be. It's where I want to leave now. The place I never chose. The place I've got to clean up. The place I can't complain. Why do I complain now? It's where I want to leave. Where I don't want to be now. Place I felt most warm at when it's cold out. The place I'm most cold at. The place I scream the loudest, cry the quietest. The place I've gone clean.
Bad With Phones with a song called Home. And Bad With Phones is a London and Berlin based hacker, songwriter, producer and dog enthusiast who makes music in a shed with his mates. So as you may have guessed, I was definitely on board with him before I even listened to his tunes, just from that description. However, I've got to say that his music is fantastic. That one that you just heard is taken from his new EP called Bang Bang Chicken. And although I'm really gonna be honest and say I'm not really a fan of the auto-tuned voice, the other tracks on the EP just show how unnecessary the auto-tune on that track is, because he's got a beautiful vocal tone. But that being said, I love the way that the song builds and the breakdown and when it climaxes to the instrumental chorus as well. And so as much as I can only submit one track from him for this episode, I am saying that this is a submission that is only allowed to happen if the podcast listeners decide that they can give the whole EP from him a bash, because I think that as a whole, it showcases his talent much more. And I also reckon that if you're a fan of George the Poet, then that's even more of a reason for you to keep an eye on this dude, Bad With Phones.
So what people won't know, and is it going to be an admission from me now, is that we've actually recorded this podcast, or what I thought had recorded, and none of it recorded, so we're doing it again. The last time that I heard that song, I just wasn't into it at all, was I?
No, you really did not like it.
But you know what? I think I've become a bit, like, in love with it now. It's just so strange.
Yeah.
I'd said to you previously about the auto-tune, I hate it, but there's certain songs that use it really well. But there's something about, like, a really lovely deep bass synth that kind of goes underneath of that, that drives it, and it sounds, it's just, I never noticed that before. Well done.
Oh, thanks. I'm so glad that your opinion has changed.
Yeah, and well done, Bad With Phones.
Too right. What's next, Selena?
Okay, so this is Maria Kelly. This is completely different. She's from Ireland, and this is called June.
I wake in the evening, I lay on my back, I stare at the ceiling. Why would you talk to me like that? I can't understand. But I keep repeating, you've been looking left, you've been looking right, look at what you left of me, I'm not eating right. I can fly like I'm supposed to.
I can't lie, I'm so bored, it's too bad.
That was Irish singer-songwriter Maria Kelly, and that was released on the 21st of September, and via Vita Records. It's the first single taken from Notes to Self, which is her, well, it was a collection of songs diarising Maria's move from Dublin to Berlin. And she was raised in the west of Ireland, but there's no but about that, actually. That's a wonderful place to grow up. She's played numerous shows and really built up a wonderful reputation as someone to kind of look to and kind of keep an eye on as well. But she's performed the likes of James Vincent Morrow, Lisa Hannigan, Paul Noonan, all really kind of huge singer-songwriters in Ireland. And she's wonderful.
I loved that. It was kind of like a lullaby, wasn't it? I feel very soothed now. And I probably would have cut off a pinky finger to see her alongside James Vincent Memorial. That would have been some show. Yeah, that was really beautiful. I feel like that's one of the ones that I'm going to probably come back to the most this week and find different things in it each time that I do. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm glad.
Now, I think I'm going to branch out and say that this is my favourite track of the week. It comes from Lafer James and it's called Mama Don't Tell. Thank you.
mama, don't tell me I'm the same thing. My mama, don't tell me to fall in line. My mama, don't tell me to wait, it's fine. My mama, don't fill my heart with gold.
Mama Don't Tell by Lafer James, who is a one person multi-instrumentalist from London. I think that fans of Emancipator, Threepence and Bonobo would be a fan of him, especially people who are fans of Bonobo's Late Night Tales. And interestingly enough, when I jotted that note down, I wasn't too far out the ballpark, because Lafer's debut is being released through Late Night Tales' sister record label, Nighttime Stories. So there you go. This tune, Mama Don't Tell, is an ode to Lafer's past life. I really love the dub synths and the jazz breaks. They are really masterful, in my opinion. And his musical influences were in part inherited from his mother, who is a classically trained pianist. And in this song, Mama Don't Tell, he plays the piano that he grew up listening to his mum play in his house, which I think is a really special thing. This song is taken from his debut album, which is called A Louder Silence, which is coming out after a 2-year spell of production in his home studio. And that album is out today, and I could not be any more excited by that.
It's one of the finest tracks on the podcast this week, without any shadow of doubt. I think the production values, the delivery, everything, the musicianship. You know when people say artist, he's an artist.
Yeah.
So there is no denying. That's the biggest compliment I can play. On to something very different now. And to Scotland, and this is Falkirk's Pleasure Heads.
Daybreak on the street, so desolate, so bright. Guess I have to thank the regime for sending the buses on time. With a window seat, conversation's rude. When you're serving the economy, tires glide, carrying necks and ties to Western paradise. Would you rather be down and out than high and trapped inside? There's only so much fulfillment. Working, I can't buy. From the armchair, not the road. Oh no, not far on the curb. What a place to fall asleep. Harder to be heard when you're staring up from someone's feet. Changing life's only supply by generous passes by. Thank you.
was Four Piece Pleasure Heads, and obviously got that punk injection. They've done kind of really well with fans and that good old streaming story. They've cited people like Teenage Fan Club and Ride as influences, and I can definitely hear that. There's a lot of, I'm not going to beat around the bush, there's a lot of bands that sound like this at the moment, but there's just something about them that stands out a bit more for me than other bands. I think there's more of a maturity there in the sound that they're doing, and I don't feel that they're trying too hard. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's just coming as, you know, there's just naturally there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm really not a fan of this kind of indie, really. But often when I hear it, the reason I don't like it, or one of the reasons I don't like it, is because it sounds like babies making music in their bedroom with no concept of how to do it properly or what they're doing. And for these guys, that's evidently not the case. I can't say that I'm a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
However,
I knew of
indie, it'll do.
That's the biggest backhanded comment you're gonna get.
Sorry, boys.
Yeah. Okay.
Something very, very, very different now from a guy called Sleephawk. This is Faker.
Promises and lies, I'm alive and so
I don't wanna die.
Faker is the second single from London-based artist Sleephawk. He is an electro-indie one-man band and he is apparently enticed by the ideas of technology, loneliness and ambition. That was taken from his upcoming EP release called Glass. For me, interestingly, sometimes the tones of his voice are a little bit reminiscent of Ross from Father Son, which is no bad thing. And something that I really like is that his Instagram showcases how artistic he is in every format, not just music. He created 3 animated music videos to accompany his upcoming EP. It feels raw and real, and the fact that he manages to take both electronica and emotion and combine them in a way that doesn't stray into cheesy territory is fantastic, because I feel like people, for example, like Jack Garrett often fall too much into the cheesy territory when they try and do that. So yeah, I'm really impressed with this.
I totally hear what you mean with that, because it has got the ability to go either way, and there's something about the composition and just, I think, his vocal combination with the music that makes it feel, like you say, there's no cheese about it, which is great. Yeah, moving on. We have got, this is Pip Blom and this is Come Home.
Say my name if you think it's over. You aren't everything at once. Think that you're indecisive. I wish I had enough. Thank you.
Bam's Pip Blom, and the track is Come Home. And the EP is released, their EP is released on the 5th of October digitally and on a 12-inch vinyl, which is coming in early November via Nice Swan Records. There's they've supported the likes of the Breeders, Franz Ferdinand and Bodega recently, and they have a full UK tour coming up. They're playing Sneaky Pete's in Edinburgh, and they are just, there's a number of bands coming through now. There's Argyll, there's Pip Blom, there's just this kind of really wonderful female fronted kind of grunge rock that's got a beautiful pop edge to it, and really exciting.
Yeah, I feel really excited by that, and female fronted grunge rock is something that I probably have got tattooed across my heart a little bit. That's you know, that's a favorite of mine, but the vocal tone of her is just exceptional, and I love the fact that you've got it stripped back before the rest of the song kicks in. I feel like I could probably listen to that section on repeat itself over and over before the rest of it all kicks in. I'm a huge fan. I'm very shocked that I've never come across them before, and I want all of it.
To be fair, I think they're just kind of really seeping through now, and people are definitely sitting up now and paying attention. The bloggers are all over them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. For those of you that think blogging is dead, then nope, because a lot of people have been writing about them.
Hot off the press.
Yeah.
Here we are. Let's chill things down completely. This is Imogen with a song called We Never Dance, Do We?
Lately I've been pondering, slowly we'll break the mold. This would be the start of it. I knew it, oh I did. New city, new mattress, no you. I disappear from time to time, but I'm holding you, holding me down.
Never.
We Never Dance, Do We, from Imogen, and that song came out on the 7th of September. I can't find much about her online, but I do know that she wrote this song at the age of 18, so to see that come to life and released into the world however many years later must be incredible. It's a really poignant song to have been written at such a young age as well, and she's from Newcastle, and she seems to have been getting quite a lot of BBC Introducing support.
That is, there's been so many beautiful singers on this podcast, and they all have their own idiosyncrasies, and you know, they're just, some people that are quite ignorant might think that they all sound very similar, but they really don't. And that's what I love about what we do, I guess. We are coming up to the end of the podcast. Before we go, we're going to change format.
Dun, dun, dun.
So that's going to be interesting. So you'll hear that on the next episode. We're finishing with a Brighton collective called Loyal. This is unbelievable in terms of production and performance. It's Fleetwood Mac inspired single, Patterns That Fall. It was released recently, and just the production, they've had comparisons to the XX, James Blake, but they have been going since 2016, and they have received numerous praise from the likes of Radio One. And yeah, this is one of those ones that you know they're gonna do well.
See it as clear. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.